Today is another day in college football midweek. You know, we're between Saturdays, looking forward to another week of college football. And you tend to think that the work week is a week where you're just trying to get to the end of the day so you can, you know, worry about college football. That's how I look at it, and I think that's how most people do during the college football season. So I, of course, am Andrew Brown, and you are.
Whoa, you're switching things up on me. I'm Will Patton, but you're doing my job.
Well, you know, you like to think that you do all the work around here, and so I'm trying to earn my keep.
Okay, and, we'll continue. Finish my job.
Well, you know, Will, I know, right? I know. There's been so many things going on, and teams that people thought were playoff contenders almost lose to teams that are not in the same division. The SEC, what is going on? I don't even know. They're still, according to some pundits, the top four teams all come from the SEC. I you didn't hear it from me, but that's the word on the street. And Will, what do we make of this? We're only 3 games into the season, yet we feel like so many things have already happened. Tell me what is going through your head right now.
Well, what's going through my head is, you know, some people may be putting the SEC up on the pedestal.
Is the first time too, I think.
No, of course it's not.
No.
But
no,
as okay. in the grander scope of things, yeah, we're only 3 games into the season. You know, about 25% of the games have been played by most teams. But I think things are starting to shape out a little bit.
Mm.
You know, if you look at the top of the polls right now, Ohio State, who did almost lose to someone outside of their division last week, or at least didn't have a resounding win like they should have, they are still the consensus number one. But there are some teams that are catching up to them, one of them being Michigan State, who's now number two. You have Ole Miss. Can you believe it, Andrew? Ole Miss is topping the charts for the SEC. Who would have thought that? They're at number 3 right now. They have 11 first place
votes. That's
what
people thought last year, too. Remember what happened to them last year? They played so well in their bowl game that it kind of carried over into this season and had people really excited about the season. I think that's kind of what happened.
Did they play well in their bowl game?
They must have. They must have, because that's the way that you can understand how they would play against non-SEC competition. So they must have played really well.
I seem to remember them really struggling in that game, but I guess I don't remember my history.
Oh, yes.
There's 2 number 3s, because you can have that. TCU is tied for 3 with Ole Miss, so they're both up there, both Ole Miss and TCU. Then you have Baylor, Notre Dame, Georgia, LSU, UCLA, and Florida State, rounding out the top 10. So things are kind of starting to take shape, and you know, I do wonder which of these teams are for real and which ones are the pretenders, which ones are going to be the ones that drop down as the season goes on. I think all 10 of those teams are pretty good, but I think all 10 of those teams also will probably, I would venture to say that all 10 of these teams, with the exception of maybe Ohio State, are going to lose a game this season.
Really?
Yeah. I would say, you know, maybe either Michigan State or Ohio State can go undefeated. Obviously, both of those can't. So one of those two has got to lose anyway. But Ole Miss, I can't see them getting through the rest of their season without losing a game. TCU or Baylor has to lose to one another. And one of them, I can imagine them losing another game. Notre Dame, I think, has a pretty fair chance of getting through the season undefeated. They have a couple games coming up pretty soon that are going to be tough. They have Clemson in a couple weeks. They have USC.
Navy, obviously.
What's that?
Navy, obviously.
Navy, obviously. And they had have Stanford at the end of the season. So they still have a number of tough games. But, USC lost a game that I didn't think they were going to lose last week. They lost to Stanford. And Stanford lost to Northwestern, a team that I don't think is really on anybody's radar for being a, powerhouse team. So Notre Dame has, they've looked good in two of their wins, and they've looked resilient in a third. So we'll see what goes on with them, but I could actually see them running the table. Georgia's got a tough game against Alabama, who's going to be, really wanting a big win after a tough loss last week. LSU has got a tough schedule left to go. UCLA, they may be able to make it to their conference unscathed, but they still have a bunch of tough games. And then Florida State is in the tail end of the top 10. If they play like they did against Boston College, against Clemson, Georgia Tech, and some of their other tougher games in their schedule, they're not going to win. They're definitely not going to be undefeated. But they do have Dalvin Cook in a pretty good defense. But I just don't see them going undefeated. So, really, I see a lot of teams in this top 10 that could lose some games.
I mean, how often at the end of the season do you have undefeated teams? You don't usually have more than two or three. I mean, so that makes sense that
exactly.
We would expect a lot of them to lose. And I think you're going to also see that there are going to be several teams that lose games that you would never predict. I mean, that's what always happens. Maybe a Ohio State gets tripped up by Minnesota or something. I mean, something like that could happen. Decent team
and the whole
come
reason,
in and beat them.
The whole reason I bring this up is that, your first point is people are already making what their playoff predictions are and putting these teams up on pedestals and saying, oh, these are going to be the teams. These are going to be the teams. But it's so early in the season, and just because you've lost one game, I mean, think about it. Last year, Ohio State won the whole thing. They lost their first game of the season at home against a team that nobody thought would have a chance against them. So
right, and that basically made people think, well, that means Virginia Tech must be a playoff contender.
Yeah.
So for a week there, people thought Virginia Tech must be really good because of who they beat.
Right.
And then when they lost, then the thought was, well, maybe Ohio State is terrible. Neither of those things were true. So 1 week really can't tell you a whole lot about an entire season. I think that we're going to start to learn more about these teams in the next 2-3 weeks.
Absolutely. So making a playoff prediction at any point in the season outside of maybe like the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season I think is ludicrous. Making one now is insane. So let's move away from that whole topic of who's going to be in the top four, because nobody has any idea who's going to be in the top four. It could be anybody. You look down the line, Oklahoma State is 3-0 right now. They could be in. Utah could be in. Northwestern, there's so many teams. Missouri is 3-0, Andrew. They're 3-0.
Right. That's a good pick. That is a very dark horse candidate, Will, right there. You pick Missouri, a team that, hey, they have won all their games, and they are in the SEC. Tigers? Why not? We always need a Tiger in the playoff.
Except for last year.
Well, I'm just saying it would be a good thing to have.
I guess, really, you'd kind of like it to all be Tigers.
Yeah. You could have
You could have three
LSU.
Tigers from the SEC, couldn't you?
Yeah, LSU, and then you couldn't put LSU, Auburn, and Missouri, but you could Missouri, LSU, Clemson, and there has to be a fourth Tiger school in somewhere, right?
Yeah, there's got to be. I'm sure there is. You just put another cat in there.
Put the email address out there, Will, and we'll have somebody email us and tell us the answer.
Yeah, BYU are the Cougars? They're close to a Tiger, right?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, let's get to this week's games, Andrew. This is a weird week.
I know. End of September, We're not quite in the fall yet. The weather is, you know, you think it's going to be cold, and then you get out there, and it's kind of warm still. Yeah, you're right, a weird week.
No, I guess I'm talking about weird week in terms of the matchups, because it's week four, it is late September. You expect this time of the year to be, you are full force into conference play, but at least for the ACC and a good portion of the SEC, we're not there quite yet. If in the ACC, the first two matchups of the ACC are really the most interesting, and really when you take a step back and, you know, from a national perspective, they're really not interesting at all. But the first game is on Friday night, and that's Boise State and Virginia. What do you make of this game, Andrew?
My first thought is Mike London thus far has made an impression on those people who would be the ones who would fire him. He's almost beaten Notre Dame, and then last week they almost lost. So I don't know. I usually would say I would pick BYU, but for some reason I kind of feel like Virginia might have a chance in this game. They've played well enough to win all of their games, and so I think that they're going to sneak out of there with a win.
Yeah, they lost to UCLA, you know, in California, week one, 34-16.
Always a tough one. That's a
very tough game. And that game was actually closer than the final score indicates. They were in that game longer, longer than you would think they would be. Notre Dame, they lost in, you know, Hail Mary in the game for Notre Dame with like 10 seconds left. And then they just came away with a win against William & Mary, so this is their third home game in a row. You know, this is – Boise State is always competitive, and they've won they're two out of their first three games this year. The only game they lost was to BYU. I don't know. This is a tough one. You know, I'm kind of on the same page with you, Andrew. I think that Virginia has played well enough to win every game this season, and I think that for this week, I think the stars may align, and they may pull away with a win this week. I think I'm going to pick Virginia.
Huh. Okay. I would agree with that pick, because I made the same one. I think that Virginia has a really good chance.
Okay. All right, let's move on. This is Saturday now. The first game is Georgia Tech, number 20, at Duke. Both teams coming off tough losses. Who's going to respond better, Andrew?
Well, you know, this is a good question, Will. I think that David Cutcliffe has a good team. Will, you were on the bandwagon for Duke. I think you thought that Duke would be a team that could challenge for the Coastal.
Yeah, you know.
Not anymore?
I'm not sure if I'm ready to completely take away that prediction, just because they haven't played a single ACC game yet. But they did not look good in their game versus Northwestern. They got really good at punting the ball, that's for sure.
Well, but maybe Northwestern has a pretty good defense. I mean, Northwestern did beat USC, so
Stanford,
I'm sorry, who just beat USC. So maybe, I could be wrong, but maybe that means that Northwestern is actually pretty good. I mean, they have a good defense. So maybe that's what was able to hold Duke in check. I don't know. We are pretty early in the season, like we said. So it's a really interesting question.
Yeah, and Georgia Tech, they did not play well, especially in offense against Notre Dame. I don't know if you saw the press conference where Paul Johnson talked about his team's performance, and he said that there were 70 missed assignments during the game, and that was the most he's ever counted since 1985 for one of his teams. Normally, that number is around 20 to 30. So there was a lot of things that were just missed. I think that the team just mentally weren't prepared for for the Irish. I want to believe that Georgia Tech is going to get everything that they need to corrected in this game. I think that in terms of the athletes that Tech has, they are the better team. And I think that they should win this game. I'd like to think that they come out very, very focused. The atmosphere won't be nearly as electric as it was last week in Notre Dame. I think that they'll come out more focused, and I think that they're going to be kind of go back to their old ways. And I see Georgia Tech winning this game fairly comfortably against Duke. What do you think?
I would say I disagree. I don't think they're going to win this fairly comfortably, Will. I think that Duke might be ahead at halftime. I think it's going to be close. I think that you have two teams that might be a little bit more evenly matched than you think. I think that it's possible and probably probable that Northwestern is better than people are giving them credit for. They finally are starting to get ranked, but I think they might be a little bit better. They beat Duke last week and kind of controlled the game a lot of times. I understand that Duke might not be quite as good as they were last year, but I'm not sure Georgia Tech is quite as good as they were last year. You have a lot of skill positions you're having to replace with young guys who very easily could be good, but they're young. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be a close game. I think Georgia Tech wins in overtime.
Wow.
Goes to overtime.
You know, one thing, I know we both picked Tech in this one, but one thing that we do have to mention is that there were a fair number of injuries that Tech
having to burn some players that they thought were going to be redshirting, and they're going to be on the field on Saturday.
Yeah. Searcy, who's a redshirt freshman and has become one of our most one of our big play A-backs so far this season, he got hurt, mm-hmm. and he's out at least 8 weeks or so. They announced that Tim Byerly is going to be out for the season. Michael Summers, top wide receiver, he's going to be out for a while. I'm not exactly sure how long he's going to be out. And then there's a number of other players that were banged up that we haven't heard the status on. I know Pat Gamble was one of them, and I know Freddie Burton was banged up as well, but he's gonna be back for this game. And you talked about players that we were planning on redshirting that are going to be at least dressing for this game. Lance Davis and I can't say his name. I'm not even gonna try. Both of those guys
Quaid,
are going to be
Quaid.
Quaid, yeah. Both of those guys are going to be dressing and potentially playing as A-backs during the game. I guess if we need them, they'll play. I don't know if it's been decided whether or not they are going to play, but they are going to be on the field if we need them. So, unfortunately, we may have to burn some red shirts that we weren't preparing to burn, but we were already pretty thin on the A-back position going into the season, and now we're even thinner now with some injuries there.
Yeah, and that's going to be troubling because the A-backs, a lot of time last week, were not making correct reads and blocking was
Yeah, the blocking
was, somewhat...
was the big thing that they were really not doing well on. Either blocking poorly or blocking the wrong person. There's a lot of not good
looks. The issue I have is that the players that were on the field weren't making the correct reads. How are the guys who were on the bench, because these other guys beat them out, how are they going to react?
Yeah, I know. You know, this is, you know, it could be worse. You know, I think Duke is definitely formidable, but at least you're not playing Clemson or Florida State or Virginia Tech this week. I'd take playing Duke over any of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move on. Next game is LSU. He's number 8 at Syracuse. Now, Andrew, you know what I say about teams
that play. The Carrier
Dome,
let me tell you.
Yeah, you know what I say about teams that play in the Carrier Dome. There's no air conditioning in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be a factor?
You're going to pick Syracuse on this one, I'm sure.
No, I'm going to pick LSU. They win big.
Okay, so that was what we call a tease, and I saw right through it, Will. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm picking LSU. LSU, maybe, and I'm just throwing this out here, that running back at LSU might have more total yards than the entire Syracuse team by the end of the game.
Wow.
I don't think it's going to be much of a contest, Will. Are you in disagreement?
I'm not in too much disagreement, but I'm going to predict that Syracuse has 4 more yards than their running back. How about that?
Oh, well, okay. Good. I feel good about
bold,
my wager.
Bold
then.
Prediction. At least 4 more yards. Okay, next game is Delaware at UNC. Delaware is, you know, they've been a pretty good FCS team in the past, but Marquise Williams played really well in his last game. I think UNC is good.
Andrew. UNC is going to blow them out, absolutely blow them out. They're going to put up 50 easily.
Yeah, it's weird. You know, they lost to South Carolina, who South Carolina's. I don't think South Carolina's any good.
No. No.
But they played well in their past 2 weeks, especially in offense. So yeah,
well,
I think
North Carolina always does this, Will. We have seen this so many times from North Carolina.
I know.
They lose some games they shouldn't lose, and then as kind of like a makeup just to prove that they're good, they'll hang 60 on lower opponents. I mean, what does it prove? I mean, it just proves that you can't beat the competition you should.
Right. Absolutely. So we're both in agreement. UNC is going to blow Delaware out.
Absolutely.
We'll see what happens. That they play Georgia Tech next week. I'll be really interested to see how Tech plays Duke, and that could be a really good game between the Tar Heels and the Yellow Jackets. But we'll wait.
Well, we'll see. We'll definitely see. Let's wait till we play this one, Will.
Okay. Here comes the next one. Indiana at Wake.
Now, Will, Indiana was a team that last year, do you know who they beat? SEC East champ Missouri.
Oh, that's right.
Indiana did beat Missouri last year. So it's not like this is a team that doesn't understand how to beat great teams. Obviously, they beat an SEC team.
Mm.
Wake Forest last week, you doubted them, Will. You did not believe that they could beat Army. What do
they
you
did?
Think this week? Are you still doubting the Deacs? I can hear it in your voice. You still doubt them. You don't believe in Wake Forest.
You know, looking at Indiana and what they've done this year.
Okay.
They're
look at them.
They're 3-0.
Okay. So they could go to the playoff.
But they could.
They're 3-0.
They're 3-0. They've had some close games. They beat Southern Illinois. Not known as a powerhouse by 1 point, 48-47. They beat FIU 36-22, and they beat Western Kentucky, Western Kentucky's a pretty good win. They won 38-35 in that game, so they're keeping all these games close. I think this is actually a pretty evenly matched affair between Wake Forest and Indiana. I'm going to go with the home team. I doubted him last week. I'm going to pick Wake to beat Indiana in this one.
I think that's a good pick. I absolutely think that's a good pick. Now, some people are going to say, no. Indiana is a dark horse. They're going to the playoff. They're 3-0. They're going to win again. I would go with you, Will. I think that Wake Forest is going to win this game. As you said, both these teams have kept it close. I think that Wake Forest wins, you know, a close one, 21-20 or something. It's going to be a close game.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So, let's just say hypothetically that Indiana wins this game and they're sitting at 4-0. They still will not be ranked. I can't imagine that they'd be ranked after beating these 4 teams. But their next week, they play number 1 Ohio State University at home. We saw Ole Miss jump considerably in the polls by beating number 2 Alabama last week. If a 4-0 team came in and knocked off Ohio State, how high up would Indiana climb?
They would put them at like 21. I mean, it doesn't work. The only way that works is if you're an SEC team. If Ohio State loses to Indiana, that proves that Ohio State isn't any good. It doesn't prove that Indiana is a great team.
Okay.
It only works with the lower teams beating the higher teams, that proving that they're good in the SEC. Otherwise, that doesn't prove that.
Right. Okay. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay, but it won't. That it won't come to that because Wake's going to be in Indiana. Okay, next game, Northern Illinois against Boston College.
Well, we saw BC had a pretty good defense. Steve Adazio is building up a program there. Northern Illinois has been good in the past. I think that you would agree with that, Will. But
Northern Illinois played toe-to-toe with Ohio State last week.
Right, exactly. I mean, they've had some good teams. But I really think that Boston College, pretty good team, played FSU tough. I'm afraid, though, that they're going to lose this game.
Yep, I agree. Northern Illinois is gonna win. Boston College doesn't have the offense.
The problem is Boston College there at the end had to they had a quarterback injury, had to bring in a true freshman to play. And, I mean, he just really is not ready to be a starter in Division I college football. He was there as a backup, and I don't think that he's got the package. He doesn't have the offense down. I don't think he can win a game for Boston College.
Right. I agree with that. Okay, next game, Virginia Tech at East Carolina.
Virginia Tech played Florida tough a couple weeks ago.
You mean East Carolina?
Yes.
They played them tough, and then last week they got blown out by Navy 45-21.
Yeah. What does that say about Florida, or what does that say about Navy, or what does that say about East Carolina, Will? So many questions.
It tells me that Virginia Tech is going to be fine in this game, and they're going to win easily against East Carolina.
I agree. I think that Virginia Tech, I'm not sure it's going to be totally easy because Virginia Tech doesn't ever do themselves any favors.
Especially not against East Carolina. They've lost this game before.
They have. I know. They did last year, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I know they did it like 5 or 6 years ago. I'm not sure
I think
they
lost it last year. I think they did.
Well, maybe someone can send us an email. So, okay. This is a big one. This next one. Samford at Louisville.
Is Louisville ever going to win a game?
That's the question.
Golly, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Samford's not a good team. Let's put that to rest right now. They're not a good team. They're 2-1. They lost to Chattanooga last week. But the Cardinals don't know how to win a game. They just don't. They've lost 3 games this season, all by one score. They lost by a touchdown to Auburn, and then a field goal to Houston and Clemson.
Wow.
They don't know how to win a game.
Wow.
Samford, this is a tough one. Think about this. Samford, they don't play many big teams. This is the biggest game. This is their biggest game all year in terms of like the scope of the opponent. This is their biggest game. So you know they've got this game circled. They're going to be coming at them motivated. What do you think?
You really think Samford doesn't play a lot of big games?
Samford.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. I think that Louisville has to win a game at some point. They have to win. So I think this is going to be a close one because I am just, you know, perplexed at Louisville right now. I thought they were going to be good coming in, but I'm going to pick them. I think they have to break the 0-for streak, get the goose egg out, and they're going to win this game.
Yeah, they'll be fine in this one. I was just kind of teasing. teasing an upset pick. They'll be fine.
I really think it could be close. I mean, I don't think that I don't think that Louisville's going to run away with it. They, like you said, they haven't shown they could beat anybody.
Right, right. But you're right. They have to break it eventually, and I think they'll do it this week. Okay, next game. This is the last game in the ACC. NC State at South Alabama.
NC State rolls. Well, this is your pick for the ACC Atlantic, so I think that you have to believe they can win this game.
Oh, they're going to win this game. I have no doubt. NC State is they're sitting at 3-0. Their playoff hopes are still alive. So
yes.
So I'm going to go with my gut on this one from way back in the preseason, and I'm going to pick NC State to win against the Sun Devils.
Okay, so you think that NC State is going to be the ACC rep in the college football playoff?
Let's not get crazy. Let's move to the SEC. First game, we got Southern University at UGA. This is a tune-up game for UGA. They had a big game last week. They got a big game coming up the week after with Alabama. UGA probably won't be playing their starters too much past the second quarter. UGA rolls in this one. Do you agree?
Old Nick Chubb, he might get 200 yards on about 10 carries.
I'm going to say 8 carries.
Okay.
Okay, next one. This is a good one. Two teams that have not gotten off to the start that they probably would hope for. Central Florida at South Carolina. Ooh, Andrew, these are two coaches that you love going at each other. Both of them have underachieved this year. What do you think?
Oh, my goodness me. I what do you think, Will? I'm just going to be honest. Whoever you pick is going to lose. You have this uncanny knack for picking the losing team for South Carolina. So I think...
No, I made the correct pick last time. Okay,
but in your spirit, you were thinking that South Carolina is going to win. So
okay, let's look and see what we've talked about South Carolina. We know what they've done. They beat North Carolina. They lost to Kentucky, and they got killed by Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Knights have done.
That happened.
The Central Florida, they lost to FIU 15-14.
Yeah.
They lost to Stanford 31-7, and they lost to Furman 16-15.
So if either one of two things has to happen if we're going to continue on the trend, either they lose to South Carolina 17-16, or I guess really accurately, this is the blowout week, right? They get blown out.
They got blown out against Stanford. So
yeah,
I mean, if the trend continues, it'd be 32-8, South Carolina winning. You know, this game is at South Carolina. South Carolina hasn't looked good, but, man, Central Florida's been bad. I'm going to pick South Carolina to win this game.
I'm just curious, Will. If those scores with Central Florida were 16-15 and 15-14 reversed the other way and UCF was 2-1,
I'd still pick South Carolina.
Pick? You still would pick South Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know how I go, and I'm not going to change. It's gotten me this far. I'm still doing this show. So I'm going to pick South Carolina. I think that after last week, Steve Spurrier had to get those guys ready to play, change some of their planning in pregame. I think they're going to win. Did you watch his postgame show or his postgame press conference?
I missed it.
You know, I thought Spurrier was his gracious in defeat. I mean, I know a lot of people don't like him, but I thought he was very honest and just said, hey, we didn't play very well. And they the reporters there kept trying to get the gotcha out of him. And several of them asked, you know, well, is this your last trip to Athens? And his response was, no, I'm good buddies with Greg McGarrity. I'm sure I'll be back by pretty soon. Which I thought was a pretty good answer because, you know, they always want to be, I was the one who got him to say it. But I do think, in seriousness, South Carolina will win this game.
Okay. Well, I agree with your pick. Okay. Next one. Next one is, let's see, we've already talked about LSU and Syracuse. So next one would be Tennessee at Florida. This is pretty good. Florida, they're 3-0. Their playoff hopes are alive. What do you think?
Yeah, Florida, their playoff hopes are alive. They've looked great in all of their games, haven't they?
No. They almost lost to East Carolina, and they barely beat Kentucky. So Tennessee,
when was the last
time Tennessee
beat Florida? It's been a long, long time.
It's been a little while.
I mean, I bet it's been 6 or 7 years since it maybe even longer. It might have been 8 years.
It couldn't have been that long.
Oh, I bet it has been. I know that Derek Dooley didn't beat Florida. Lane Kiffin didn't beat Florida. The last time, I don't think that Urban Meyer lost to Florida, except maybe his first year there. Urban Meyer didn't lose to Tennessee, maybe his first year. Well, I mean, it's probably been 8 years since, maybe
okay,
nine.
I'm gonna tell you, and you're definitely right. It's been a while. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm going year by year here. Wow, it has been
2004 might have been the last time. Ron Zook.
Hang on. You are absolutely right. I did not. Oh, yes. They won September 18th, 2004.
They won. There you go.
30-28 was the final score in that game.
And that was Ron Zook's last
year.
Wow. Yep.
So it's been more than 10 years since they've won that game.
That used to be a big rivalry game. I mean, I'm not saying it's not, but that was the decider of the East. Who was going to win the East was that game. And
wow.
Tennessee has just not been there in a long, long time.
Wow.
The question you got to ask is Tennessee mentally able to win the game?
Yeah, and it's in the swamp, too.
It's in the swamp. What do you think, Will?
You know, I think I have to let history speak for itself. I'm going to pick Florida.
Really? Are you really going to pick Florida?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Florida.
Dadgummit. Have we had any differences of opinion at all?
Not yet.
Oh, my gosh. How many games are left?
We still have, like, five more games after this one.
Okay, let's not pick. I'm not going to give my pick yet. I want to see how many games we're differentiate. Because I wanted to pick Florida because I thought you were going to pick Tennessee. And you just, you know, ruined it for me, but I don't want to have no differing opinions the whole time. So I'm passing for right now. We'll come back.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I don't have all.
What
day
I like
here.
A little bit of a competition.
Okay. All right. Next game is Louisiana Monroe at Bama. Bama's number 12.
Bama. They're gonna win.
Bama's gonna win. Okay. I agree with you. Texas
Come
A&M.
On. Pick Louisiana Monroe. Do it.
No. Texas A&M at Arkansas.
Gig 'em. Go Aggies. I don't know when Brent Bielema in Arkansas is going to win a game, but I'm pretty sure he's not going to win a game against one of these highfalutin, high-powered offenses because he doesn't like those, and he doesn't know how to play defense against them. A&M's going to score a bunch of points.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Okay, next game, Vandy at Mississippi.
Well, Vandy, they're a class of the SEC. I mean, I don't know.
Their playoff hopes are not alive, just so you know.
Not quite alive. But the other team does have some playoff dreams. I don't even think it's close. It's not close.
Yeah.
Ole Miss rolls.
Okay, this one should be fun. Mississippi State at Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn's terrible. Well, Auburn is terrible.
You know, they benched their quarterback.
Good. That's probably a wise decision. I mean, throwing picks like they're candy. I can't pick Auburn. I mean, Auburn is very bad. They don't have any offense. Dak Prescott's still there for Mississippi State. I think he's going to be able to score a couple times. It might not be pretty. I'm not saying that I think Mississippi State is great, but I think they can beat Auburn.
I totally agree. Mississippi State's going to win this one. Totally, totally agree.
Okay.
Okay, and this is the last one. Missouri at Kentucky. You know who I'm going to pick?
I don't.
Go Tigers.
Really?
Yeah. You know what my prediction is. Missouri's going to win the East.
Okay, I guess you're right. All right, well, I'm going to get it's at Kentucky. Kentucky is going to win.
Ah, okay. Okay, so there are some differences here. Okay. You know, Kentucky hasn't looked awful this year, so it's not a bad pick by any stretch. I think it'll be a good game. I really do. So, if we go back to the Tennessee and Florida game, now that we have a difference, what are you gonna pick on that one?
Go Vols.
Really? Okay. So we have two differences. All right.
Yep. I don't think. Look, if this is the game, Tennessee has got to prove it right here. They want to believe. They want us to believe that they are all that. They got to prove it right here. They got to beat Florida. Florida does not look good at all. This is your opportunity to do it. You've already lost to Oklahoma. That was your first opportunity when you played better than them the whole game. You can't let it happen again. This is the game you got to go into the swamp. You got to win, period.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't agree because I think Florida's going to win, but you can't go into the swamp. So if you're Tennessee, you got to win this game.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a podcast, Andrew. I'm going to take my job back. My name is Will Patton. I have been joined by
Andrew Brown.
This is the 4th and Short Podcast at 4thandshort.com. You can email us at 4thandshortpodcast@gmail.com and find us on Facebook simply by searching for 4th and Short Podcast. Andrew, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you have a fun week 4, and talk to you next time.